This storm has been brewing for a long time now. It was very apparent, even during the inclusive government and cabinet, that there were severe tensions between the one faction led by then Defence Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and the other faction led by Vice President Mujuru. All that we're seeing now is the playing out of that battle. It has been portrayed as a battle between ZANU-PF and a faction led by Vice President Mujuru, but in reality it is a fight being waged by Emmerson Mnangagwa's faction against Joyce Mujuru's faction. And I think what we're seeing is that all the tactics that Emmerson Mnangagwa was able to use against the MDC and before that against ZAPU and other political parties are now being employed against Joyce Mujuru and the people who support her. We see breaches of their constitution. We see these rent-a-crowd mobs being used against leaders, provincial chairs who presumably were lawfully elected into their positions in ZANU-PF being removed. This is leading to their Congress, which is going to be open and shut if they continue like this in the next couple of weeks.
Mr. Nkomo, Mr. Coulthard actually mentioned that these tactics that are being used by some faction of the ruling party are exactly the same tactics that were used against ZAPU, against ZUM, and all those other parties. What is going to happen to the country? People are concerned, I guess.
Yeah, it's very true. What we get is a picture of a triumphant ZANU-PF. It's like they are saying the opposition doesn't exist anymore, or they have got this belief that they've weakened the opposition to the extent that the only opposition that they find now is internal. The threat to Mugabe's power is actually coming from his own allies. So we are seeing the tactics that have been used against other opponents now being used against the very same ZANU-PF members. What is interesting is that the same people who are now being seen as victims, which includes the likes of Joyce Mujuru, Jabulani Sibanda, are the same people who have been terrorizing people, or at least who have been quiet when the people have been terrorized, been beaten and being killed. So at the end of the day, it's a very interesting situation whereby you see the so-called victims are not really innocent. They have been perpetrators. They have been part of the system for quite some time.
Mr. Coulthard, where is all this going at the end of the day?
Well, ultimately, ZANU-PF is going to be seriously weakened by this. If you think of the Zimbabwean electorate as a cake, when the MDC was formed, the MDC took a huge number of voters. And whatever happens now, a further slice of that electoral cake is going to be taken away from ZANU-PF, or at least from the faction which emerges in control of ZANU-PF. You cannot go around vilifying senior leaders like Joyce Mujuru without there being some fallout. The conduct of several of these leaders who have made defamatory statements against Joyce Mujuru will have angered people who've supported her and the people around her for decades. And hurt like that is not resolved overnight. And all it will mean is that come the next election, ZANU-PF will not be as strong as it was in the last election because the facade of unity within ZANU-PF is stripped away. It is then up to those who oppose this hardline minority who will form the leadership of ZANU-PF to get their act together and to form a united front against these hardliners.